Inflation is trending down, and depreciation of the Jamaican dollar against its US counterpart slowing considerably. The Bank of Jamaica governor weighs in. Welcome to The Economy and You, a 5-minute look at the way developments in the local economy and financial field impact your day-to-day life.
The inflation environment has changed. Inflation for November and for December was negative. For the December quarter as a whole, inflation came out at minus 0.8%. For the calendar year 2014, inflation was 6.4%. That's down from 9.5% the year before.
Bank of Jamaica Governor Brian Winter. Inflation refers to the increase in the general price level of goods and services in an economy over a period of time. When general price levels rise, each dollar buys fewer goods and services. As a result, an increase in the rate of inflation reflects a reduction in the purchasing power per unit of money. Conversely, a decrease in the rate of inflation means each unit of money has increased purchasing power. Jamaica's rate of inflation has been trending downwards over the last year, but according to recent Bank of Jamaica statistics, the downward movement picked up speed throughout the October to December quarter of 2014. This movement is expected to cause the inflation rate for the 2014-2015 fiscal year to be considerably less than projected.
At this point, it's likely that inflation for fiscal year 2014-15 will come in below the 7-9% target. We focus on our forecast for inflation 6 to 9 months ahead. Our projection for, and that would be for September 2015, the 12-month inflation rate that we are currently forecasting will fall within the range of 3.0-5.0%.
So what's causing the decline in the inflation rate? It has been affected by decreases in the food and non-alcoholic beverages sectors, due mainly to lower prices for vegetables. Lower rates were also recorded for water and sewage, in addition to a reduction in the cost of electricity. The significant fall in global oil prices also contributed to a decline in prices in the transportation sector. The ongoing fall in the interest rates is also having another well-needed effect on the overall Jamaican economy, slowing down the rate of depreciation of the Jamaican dollar against the US. The rate of depreciation up to Monday, January 20, was 5.3%, compared to 8.1% at the same period last year, a reduction of 2.8% overall. The governor says he expects the rate of depreciation to continue to slow down.
We now expect that the rate of depreciation will slow further. The current account deficit in Jamaica has narrowed dramatically. Therefore, net demand for foreign currency from that source is much lower. The significant decline in the international price of oil has turbocharged this process.
Bank of Jamaica Governor Brian Winter. So with inflation trending down and the Jamaican dollar gaining value against its American counterpart, it is clear that Jamaica has begun the new year on a positive financial path, with projections indicating that it should extend well into the first quarter of this calendar year. With these improvements, Jamaica remains firmly on a path to achieve targeted economic growth of approximately 2% for the 2015-2016 fiscal year.
We will continue our economic reform program with a focus on creating a more robust environment for business expansion, job creation, and high levels of economic growth. With the recovery in agriculture and low fuel prices, growth is projected at around 2.1% for the financial year 2015-2016.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again for another edition of The Economy and You.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.